There you go. Two tickets. I got to figure out this Buc-ee's thing, too, man. I got to get the Buc-ee's, man.
You're going to go to the one in Missouri? Is that what you wanted to do? Missouri,
no,
right?
We were trying to go to Uranus, Missouri.
No one's trying to go
we're
there.
Not making it to Uranus.
No, that's out.
That sounded so weird.
We're not.
No, it's for all the people that's like, oh, my gosh, he's using foreign language on the air. No, it's a place called Uranus, Missouri, and they sell fudge.
We're back here again?
No, I'm just saying. Excuse I'm doing me. That for the people that don't, you know, because I'm pretty sure Rod and those guys get emails talking about how lewd and noxious we are on the air sometime. And I'm just letting people know us. I'm not trying to be. I'm just saying that's what it's called, Uranus, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell fudge.
We're not making it to Uranus.
No, we're not making it.
We're just not making
it. We're not making it to Uranus. They got thick wood hard. Yeah, that's.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else? There's a lot of this Eagles kicking game right now, or at least it's up and down.
way to get us out of that.
I didn't know where to go, so I just figured, let's get back to where we were trying to go, which is this morning, Nick Sirianni on with Joe and John. He was asked, like, hey, is Jake Elliott still your guy? He's missing extra points left and right. Here's what Sirianni said this morning.
Yes, for sure. For sure. You know, he's 6-for-6 in the playoffs on field goals and in adverse conditions. I got a lot of faith in Jake, and I know he's clutch when we need him to be clutch.
Does he have confidence issues?
No, I think Jake is pretty solid. I think if to see a guy miss a kick and then come back, I think it shows the exact opposite, actually. Like, to see a guy miss a kick and then come back under those circumstances and the conditions. Again, we'll never use the conditions as an excuse, but the conditions were the conditions. It's going to make it more difficult for any kicker to kick the ball. And I think that it shows, again, like I said, it shows just the opposite. You know, he misses an extra point early in the game and then nails three field goals. So I think it shows just the opposite, that he is able to put the next, embrace the city.
Hugh, so he's kind of spinning what happened on Sunday in a good way, even though he did miss two extra points in the game. It was kind of an interesting spin by Sierra. Like, well, yeah, but he bounced back, and he hit three field goals. So this morning, they had a poll on their morning show, here with Joe and John. Who should be the Eagles kicker versus the Commanders? Ready for this, Hugh? They had two choices, Jake Elliott or the best available free agent kicker. So 78% voted Jake Elliott. But 22% are willing to take just who, like, we don't even know the guy's name, just like a stranger off the street to kick on Sunday. That's a lot.
I love this fan base, man. But come on, dog. Let's not do that. I mean, I know we're emotional. You know, thinking about what Chris called this morning, he was emotional. Let's just calm down.
Calm down.
Calm down.
This is championship week.
I know it is, but listen, we have to dance with the lady that we brought to the dance, and that's Jake Elliott. He's going to come through for us, man. Listen, it's not meant to be. Situations like that, it's not meant to be easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. It would be. If there was no adversity, we wouldn't appreciate it as much as we do. Think about that beautiful speech that Jason Kelsey had when he threw everybody under the bus. he didn't throw everybody under the bus. The best one when he talked about Lane being on the juice and nobody wanted the running back. Like, dog, would you hear that now?
Yeah.
That thing hit different, but it's the truth. Think about the misfit team that was and the run that they went on. If it wasn't for stuff like this, we wouldn't have nothing to talk about, man. Go ahead and enjoy this run, man. Let's just enjoy this. Jake is going to come through for us. And all y'all folks that's worried about him ain't going to have nothing to worry about after we win the Super Bowl. Eastbound and down, man. 1 week. We got 1 week to go. You can do anything for 1 week. You can fight a bear for 1 week. I'm telling my inner coach, Joe, you can drive a car through a tornado for 1 week. You can do whatever you want to do for one more week, man. Just get it done.
To my coach Joe moment.
So I don't want to volunteer you for any more work than you already do, but Hugh, just the way you were saying, like, it's not meant to be easy, I think you should get on the PA system anytime a play goes wrong on Sunday, as everyone is like,
Man, listen.
It's not meant to be easy.
I don't want that smoke, because I don't want to be, first of all, I don't want to get hit with a stray beer bottle. I don't want that.
Elliott missed an extra point. Calm down, everyone! Hey, it's not meant to be easy!
And then, you know me, trying to run up in the stands and get beat up.
Who is that guy telling me to calm down?
Man, yeah. Hey, look, they be like, oh, my God, they beat Hugh up in the stands. No, I'm good.
WIP host, ex-Eagle.
Hey, listen, I'm just going.
Smacked in the stands on Sunday for telling fans to calm down.
Yeah, I'm just going
to
sit here, and I'm going to talk to this station. I'm going to get called an idiot a few times. Then I'm going to go home and relax and just wait for tomorrow. That's it.
They're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
You know what's funny? I have friends of mine, like good friends, that are unfortunately Commodores fans that are listening to this right now making fun of us because we sit up here arguing with one another, man.
That's what we do every day.
Every day. And I told them, I said, dog, this is what we do. But they're like, what are you guys arguing? Because we, you know what I'm saying?
They forgot
love each
what it felt like to care about their team.
It's been 30 years.
That's a good one. y'all ain't had nothing significant to be happy about forever.
Well, yeah, like, now, what are they fighting about?
They're in the honeymoon, too, like of this Jaden Daniels thing. Like, they're all happy right now.
Yeah. So back up off me, Rich, while you keep texting me talking about y'all. Y'all don't know how that. Whatever, man. Y'all just take care of y'all business.
Funny to them, Josh Harris must be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Since frozen food.
I know. It's crazy. Same person, two different cities. Like to just again. Like there's a lot of reasons why we got to win this game. I mean, Hugh's got a trip planned, and you know.
I just want to go to Bucky's.
I know. I
want to buy so much stuff from Bucky's, Joe, that I'm gonna have to ship it back to Philly. I'm serious. I'm all jokes aside.
When we went to Disney World a couple of summers ago. That's what we had to do because my son got a lightsaber. Right, and you can't bring the lightsaber on the plane. That's a whole thing.
Yeah,
so we had
I'm
to
shipping
ship the
a whole
lightsaber
bunch
back.
Of stuff back to Philly. I am shipping. I'm getting T-shirts. I'm getting some beaver nuggets. I'm getting some. I probably won't ship the brisket back because that probably won't.
That wouldn't hold. No.
I'm gonna get some Bucky spices. They got spices. They got candy.
Don't they have spices everywhere?
Yeah, but they ain't got Bucky spices. And then I just had a friend of mine. He sent me.
Place,
I'm gonna get Bucky's cups.
I feel like we're going way too far with the Bucky.
You can see you don't understand, Colin. I've been trying to sprinkle you and tell you about this every day, but you just don't want to comprehend.
It's a gas station.
It's an experience.
This
it's not
this
a gas
is my
station.
Fault,
this
is I'm
not.
Too dense
it's
to
not
get
a gas station. It's an experience. And everybody, listen. Everybody that I have steered to Bucky's. Thank you for reaching out to me and telling me what I already knew. It's an experience to go to Bucky's. And you're not going to diminish how important Bucky's is, Kyle. We're going to get there on this bus. We're going to Bucky's.
All I have got
two tickets to paradise, baby.
Paradise Bucky's?
We can do anything for one more week. One more week. I didn't have anything to say after that. I lost the moment.
Lost steam.
I lost steam. I was trying to think of something clever to say, but I missed the moment.
108, it's over.
If Bucky's ever does migrate up here, they know the number one guy that they need to talk to.
He's the easiest plug and play spokesperson of all time.
Man, I tell y'all don't understand. Like, you know what? When we go to Bucky's, I'm going to take a video of you walking into the store. And I'm going to see how you feel.
Okay.
Because when I walked in, I was overwhelmed.
One day.
It's a beautiful place, man.
One day.
Beautiful place.
When Bucky's migrates up north.
You're tearing up over there.
To it's this a beautiful show, place, man. Bucky's will be what Blue Chew now is to the afternoon show. It'll be.
Don't listen. I try to, you know, try not to talk about other folks. But boy, those some of them taglines they got for them Blue Chews. What did I say? Something about getting lucky tonight or going to Pound Town or something? What did he say? He said something towards the end.
It's a lot. Yeah,
it's a lot going on.
It is. All right, so this show's got a lot going on. So we're all good? We're just going to – so head in the sand with Elliot? Is that what we're doing? I mean, I'm with you. We can't. Yeah. Okay.
What do you mean hand in the sand? What are we talking about?
We're just going to pretend
it's
okay.
It's too much worry for me for one day.
I'm
like
with you.
I mean, Ferguson on the Hurts thing kicker? Today.
Yeah, I'm with you on this.
Once we find out that Hurts' knee is okay, then I will shift my focus to being worried about Jake Elliott.
You know what's funny? People, because you know I do the whole ask me anything thing, right? The questions I get about Jake Elliott are just ridiculous. Hey, what do you think about the kicker? I have never in my life had a fan base that I've ever been around that worried about the kicker as much as we do about our kicker.
There's two extra points on Sunday.
Yeah, I know, but we still won. I get it. And I'm not trying to diminish it. I get it. But, you know, I mean, that's
a smart fan base sometimes.
That's the least of my worries.
Boy, we have taken.
Very smart.
You know, I don't know if I've ever seen a season where we've taken more liberties, but we still won. I mean, it's
yeah.
That's this whole season.
Well, I can't multitask worries. Like, I can only do one at a time.
Folks, one at a time. Yeah. So today it's Hurts' knee. We'll let the Elliott thing go for today. All right, Chuck and Manari. What's up, Chuck?
But tomorrow's another day.
Hey, Chuck.
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, listen, we here, man. We here. It's the week of NFC Championship game, and we here. You know what I mean? I'm not changing my kicker. No, I'm sticking with Jake Elliott. Jake has made some big kicks for us in the past, and I trust him. And y'all should trust him, too. All right? He made some big kicks in that game on Sunday in the snow. And he missed some extra points. I don't know what that's about, but I trust him, man. That's it. We here now. That's the bottom line. But here's the thing, though, right? I've been sitting here contemplating in my mind, this team, this Commanders team, reminds me of the team we had in 2001 when we went up against the Rams. They not ready yet. You know what I mean? We wasn't ready yet. We went up against the Rams. They've been there before. They had more of a veteran team that knew how to win, and we just wasn't ready yet. That's what the Commanders were on. They coming up, the fairy tale ends on Sunday, okay? And that's the bottom line. But this quarterback has been on the heater, okay? He's been on the heater. And I'm figuring out ways in my mind, how can we stop this guy? Hey, would you put a spy on him throughout the game?
We didn't the last time, you know, but
he ran over the last time.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, not really. He has some key plays.
I think he had 81 yards.
Yeah, I guess that's not, you know, I still my ceiling is 100, but that's not bad because we didn't do it the first time because he's a little banged up.
Yeah,
I look at it like this, Chuck. This is a pull out all the stops game. So yeah, to your point, yeah, I probably would because they're going to do the same that we're going to do. They're trying to win this game.
I think the secondary on this defense, you know what I mean, which is Demolition Green, you know, the best defense in the league, Demolition Green. That's
he workshopped that one.
I like that, yeah.
He workshopped that one.
Demolition Green, baby. That's what they are. I'm telling you. Listen, the secondary is going to have the biggest game of the year. They're going to have the biggest game of the year because a lot of those sacks are going to come. They're going to be coverage sacks because we can't just rush willy-nilly. I've been putting a spy on this guy every once in a while just to throw a different look at him, and I like to play man a little bit because Scary Terry don't really scare me. You put my man on there, Quinyon Mitchell on him, or you could put Slay on him, and I don't think they got an old-ass tight end. They ain't got much. You know, I think the Rams presented more of a problem as far as wide receivers go than what they do, and I would play man a lot more and put a spy on this guy. Now, you obviously want to play in the zone so you can, you know, watch him when he's trying to take off and running, but he picks zones apart, man. You got to play a little bit more man in this game and get up on these receivers, man. And I'm telling you, put a spy on him and mush rush him. Keep him in the pocket. That's how you stop this guy. Remember, he's still a rookie. He's on a heater, but he's still a rookie, and he's going to have to hit a rookie wall. And I'm telling you, he's going to hit it Sunday.
Well, I hope you're right, Chuck, and I like the idea. Chuck, good phone call. That's an interesting comp, Hugh. He compared the Commanders now to your team in 01 and the Eagles being the Rams, like at home, more seasoned. They had been in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Like that Rams team had been there before. It was kind of your first real run through the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that, man. And it's one of those things you're going to have mistakes that are going to be made. But here's the flip side of that. The coach has been through this before, Dan Quinn. And Dan, you know what's funny about Dan Quinn? This is similar to the run that he had in Atlanta when he first got there. And it's funny. Like, the narrative for me and Coach Quinn has changed. I thought, you know, I made fun of the fact that, you know, he wasn't their first choice and all this other stuff and the way that they vetted the young quarterbacks and everything. But they did the right thing. And I had a chance, you know, just texting Doug Williams a few days ago, and we're talking about the quarterback. Just sent a little quick text. I was like, hey, man, he's special. And Doug sent back, and he's a good person. That, to me, it speaks volumes about him because as bad as they've needed a quarterback over the years, the fact that he didn't even mention anything about his quarterback, he talked about him as a person, that speaks volumes. That's something that they haven't had in Washington in a long time, a leader. Think about it like this, Joe. This is just, what, a year or two removed from a Super Bowl-winning coach coming in there trying to coach the offense, and they went and told on him. They went and told on
Bieniemy, yeah.
Yeah, they went and told on Bieniemy. Remember that? They were so
their
dysfunctional.
Culture was broken, yeah.
They went and told on the coach trying to get them right. They go out and get this young man, and they playing like they the 85 Chicago Bears. They trying to make it happen.
It's one of the greatest turnaround stories in NFL history. I mean,
yeah,
now
it's time to put that.
That's right.
Time to put that baby to bed.
Cute story, but it's got to end
here
this week.
Yeah, that was cute. It's a cute story, but hey, it's time to put that baby to bed because I'm trying to get the Buckies.
It's time to win ugly and get
the
Buckies.
He's bound it down.
Loading up a truck at our music. I thought Paradise was New Orleans.
I'm trying to see not workshopping this trip.
I guess it's a gas station.
So after we hit Buckies, then we roll into New Orleans. I mean, what are we drinking on? I know Jack's on deck.
Oh, the grenades, the hand grenades.
We drink grenades.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just going ham.
Right in.
We're going straight. Okay.
Well, I mean,
just checking.
I mean, we got a show on Monday. How much are we supposed to have? I mean,
all depends. And then, excuse me. All depends on what time we get in town too. Because like after nine, if we got to get there before 6 o'clock, I don't like to drink after six.
After 6 p.m.?
Yeah, I don't like to drink after 6.
That doesn't leave much time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why we got to get
in. Sun goes down,
in.
And so does Hugh.
You know what I mean? No, I'm just saying.
That's because you fall asleep when the
because,
sun goes
you know,
down.
I still got to work. I got to be somewhat coherent. Anything later than that, it might be a wrap for work the next day.
It's like it hurts his knee. Just adrenaline gets us through the week. All right, Music City Mike is up. What's up, Music City Mike?
Not much, man. Just listening to y'all as usual and enjoying the show and got nothing but love for my man Hugh, but
here come you know,
I got to disagree, man. It's just a gas station, buddy. It's just a gas
station. All right, hold up. Wait a minute.
First of all, they're all about it. And you
bite
come, oh, it's so
your
great. It's
tongue.
A gas station.
You know what? Because you don't appreciate it. You don't understand. You're not about to sit here. See, I'm okay with you talking about my Eagles takes and not liking my takes, but you will not sit here, sir. And you will not disrespect Buc-ee's like that. Buc-ee's is a whole experience. They have bathrooms that are like, you can, if you wanted to, you can have relations in those bathrooms. I'm just saying, this is an example. They're closed in. You can't see anybody. You can't look through the look crack to see anybody tushy.
But that's not making me want to go there more.
No, but I'm just saying, that's an experience. You go in there and they have lobster stuffed chickens. So I've been told. I don't know that for sure.
I've been told
a whole chicken.
Go ahead, Music City Mike.
No, I'm just saying. I'll give them the bathrooms. They're the cleanest bathrooms I've ever seen in a gas station.
All right. Well, I mean, that's
is that
good.
It?
Yeah, but
see, Mike, see, I was okay with Mike coming. I don't mind you talking about my Eagles takes and not disagreeing. But when you blaspheme Buc-ee's like that, that is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I just ordered a Buc-ee's hat too. It'll be here in a couple weeks. This should be here.
We're
today.
Going.
Hey, no, I just want to say this one thing before I let y'all go. Uh-huh. I really do appreciate your show because I'm the manic, crazy Eagles fan for the last 45 years. I always expect the worst thing to happen, and I've been all over Jalen about just this season and things like that, but y'all talk me down and get me back right. Well, Joe, you don't help with that too much, but I just feel like, I don't know, man, it's all on what number one does, and I know 2-6 is great, and I know the O-line's great, but That's the factor right there. Like if he just has a great game, and just does what he keeps doing, don't turn over the ball, I feel like we got a good chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, man, he's bound it down.
That's right. Well, I agree with that, Mike. If he plays really well, they're going to win the whole thing. I mean, that's how good their team is, Mike. We appreciate it, and thank you for the truth and the speaking real truth on Buc-ee's. But the reality is, if Jalen plays great the next 2 weeks, we're having a parade here. I mean, this team's loaded
bananas.
Around him.
And I'm gonna have my Buc-ee's. I'm gonna have me a little Buc-ee's poncho. On with the little shawl. Yeah, because I saw somebody had, it was at the game, and they had like the whole Buc-ee's pullover. It was like a poncho. I think that's what they call a poncho, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it had one of those with the little hood on it. I'm going to get one of those. I'm going to get some mitts. I'm going to definitely get some cups. Got to get some Buc-ee cups. And what else? Definitely some T-shirts. I'm just excited.
Not all of our head is in the right place.
The Buc-ee's thing is the Jalen Hurts conversation, because it's near and dear to Hugh.
Uh-huh.
Hugh is saying, you don't appreciate it enough. The relations in the bathroom is like him not turning the ball over.
Wait a minute, how did you?
But at the end of the day, he might just be a gas station.
And look, it doesn't mean you can't win.
It's an experience.
It's an experience. Well, I would say watching Jalen play quarterback is an experience for sure. Tom in Phoenixville, what's up, Tom?
Oh, hey, yeah.
Hey, Tom.
I called about 3 or 4 weeks ago and wanted to emphasize the statistics that support Jalen. It is so frustrating to hear that he's considered an average passer. He is not an average passer. The statistics clearly, clearly prove it. In 22, he was considered.
Let's go just, Tom, before you go on. Let's not. Yeah. Let's just do this season. Every year to year is different. Tom, he was a superb player in 22. What about this year?
This year, he continues to be a superb player. Okay. The difference is. His passing statistics have improved. He is the fifth best passer, just pure passing. I'm talking passing, not quarterback, as a passer, you can look at the statistics. They're all over the place. He is the fifth best passer in 22. He is improved. He's still fifth best in 24.
Well, but you're using an efficiency marker. That's one statistic.
No. And the more he passes, the better his passing statistics. Mm-hmm. Okay? Remember the week where AJ was complaining about the lack of passing, and then the very next week, they wound up passing like double what they have been all year, and his passing statistics went off the charts.
Tom, can I ask a question? Yeah. I just have this question for anyone who thinks like this.
Yeah.
On average, do you think teams that are good at throwing and good at running get more yards on passes or throws? Passes or runs, excuse me.
Okay, most teams don't have Barkley.
No, do you get more yards on passes or runs on average?
You get clearly on most teams get more yards passing because they don't have a Barkley.
Well, but Tom, so do the Eagles. The Eagles get 8 yards an attempt on average on a pass this season. They get about five point whatever, right, on the runs. Yet they don't throw it. They throw it at some of the least rate in the NFL because they don't want him to throw it much.
No, that's not true.
That's
your assumption. That's your assumption.
No, it's a fact. Tom, we watched it. They threw the ball the first 4 weeks and they lost. Right. Then they decided to stop throwing it and they started to win. I mean, that's what they've done.
Because they realized that they had a fantastic runner. And they said, let's balance this. Let's change the balance.
They had no idea he was a good running back before that.
Yeah, they also realized that the more Jalen threw, the worse outcomes happened. Sacks and interceptions and fumbles.
But Tom, it is not true.
You're not
looking at the statistics.
I am. Last year, he threw more than ever, and he led the league in interceptions. The first 4 weeks this year, he averaged over 30 attempts per game, and he had the most turnovers in the league.
And what does he have now?
Because he stops throwing the ball.
No.
He took more time.
He's changing the way he's passing, and he has actually improved. Okay? He is a better passer now than he was then. And if they didn't have Barkley, they would be throwing the ball more, and they would be getting more passing yards.
Would he also have this rate of interceptions this low and turnovers this low and sacks this low if they threw it more?
Well, when he throws more, there are games this year, I think it was a Pittsburgh game where he threw 35 to 40 passes, had no interceptions. I mean, just trust the statistics. The statistics say it all.
I know. I'm looking at them. The first four weeks of the season, he threw it 34, 30, 38, 30. He had four interceptions, and he lost, got a fumbles lost, but he lost quite a few fumbles.
And I guess I give you a so what? Let's look at the whole year. So, why are you ignoring what has happened over the whole year?
He's thrown the ball. They have allowed him to throw the ball 30 times in a game once since September.
Yeah, and what happened then? He scored. His statistics went off the charts.
But Tom, I don't understand why we can't realize this. If they thought he was really good at it, they would do it more.
Why would they take it away from Barkley? Why would they run Barkley less? Why, you don't think there's some logic there that they can do whatever they want, actually. If they want to knock Barkley down and pass more, that's an option. But they're choosing to balance it off and have Barkley run a lot more than any other year.
You don't think there's a correlation between when they stopped throwing the football and started to win? You think this is all just a coincidence?
Tom, on Sunday,
they dropped back to pass 7 times. They ended the game with 63 net passing yards. He took 63 yards in sacks. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did. I did. And my point here, you can take any one game. I mean, you can take any quarterback that ever existed and find games where they played horribly. Okay? You have to look at the entire year. Look at the statistics. Why don't you look at them and just quote
look at the stats,
them?
Joe.
I'm trying. I'm trying here. Tom.
Tom,
are you a baseball guy too, or just a football guy?
I'm baseball also, but not to the extent of.
Okay, I need to quickly do this. I know I should stop, but Edmundo Sosa, remember when he was really hot this season for the Phillies? Yeah, he hit like 330 for a month and like 7 home runs. Do you think if Edmundo Sosa got 600 at bats, he continues to hit 330?
That was the same argument you gave me before.
I know, because it's the same thing.
But it's not happening with. With our quarterback.
Stick to your guns, Tom.
They don't have hit.
Because they don't let him throw the ball.
Stick to your guns, Tom.
Okay. It is just not true. Just look at the statistics. Look at the games where
you got it. Tom, you got him on the ropes, Tom.
Look at the games where he throws more and tell me what it says.
Going for the kill, Tom. You got it.
Passing statistics. Now, one other thing. One last thing, please. Just give me 30 seconds. One last thing. Because I'm going to switch. I hardly ever hear on. How do you think he rates as a runner? Do you understand that he, in the history of the NFL, he has the third most rushing touchdowns?
I know. That's why all day I said he needs to run to win. I know he's a great, he's a tremendous. I'm done. Tom, I appreciate it. Hugh egging him on.
Call again, Tom. I thoroughly
Tom,
enjoyed that.
Please do. Please, because like working here with Joe. What is that? Big V gets on you. Not Big V.
Jay.
Jay gets on you. And then not Tom.
Like talking to a wall.
You think you only got 34 minutes.
215.
Joe might have to rank his top arch nemesis caller.
No, Tom's good. I try to lead him. It's like leading the horse to water, and the horse just stands there. Drink the water, Tom. It's right there. All right, no more.
Take them glasses off. You knew it was real.
It's only Tuesday. We got three more days. All right, 215.
He's bounded down, Joe.
94-94. That's a hot board. Midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.